Chase Kirby recently began a job as a police officer in Petersburg. He says the chief made it clear during the interview that housing is hard to come by here.
So we had a forewarning of it. Wasn't really expecting it to be this hard.
Kirby has a wife, three children, six dogs, and one cat. They're all waiting back in Utah while he tries to find at least a three-bedroom house. He's working with a realtor, and the borough is reaching out on his behalf, but nothing has opened up so far. Meanwhile, Kirby is staying in the firehouse.
I've got one bedroom to myself. I share the kitchen, rest area, workout room, you know, all of the common areas with anybody else that's at the fire station at the time. It makes some weird noises at night when you think you're by yourself, just the way the building settles. It's not horrible, but it's not home.
He says that he and his family miss each other. He's heard that some homes may become available several months from now, but nothing definite. Just in the past few years, housing has become a big issue in this small fishing community. Much of the nation is experiencing a lack of affordable housing, and many people have had to move to cheaper areas with longer commutes. But like many southeast towns, Petersburg is on an island, so commuting from out of town isn't an option. Here's real estate agent Sarah Holmgren.
The rental market is very tight, as well as the home sales market. It's difficult to find rentals right now that can accommodate really anybody more than a person or even more than a couple. And there's very few homes for sale.
A quick online search shows two homes for sale in Petersburg and zero rentals. But 15 Airbnbs are available. Holmgren says that's one area of Petersburg's housing market that has grown.
And that's where I think a lot of our rentals have either disappeared into that, or as people have developed rentals, they become Airbnbs.
That lack of rentals limits the options for people who are trying to make a transition in their lives, whether they're hoping to move into a situation, like Kirby with his new job, or out of one. Annette Bennett is the director of WAVE, a nonprofit organization that offers assistance to people in Petersburg who are impacted by violence.
If today you had to pick up and leave, you know, where would you go? There just isn't an option. Not even like a motel, really, that you can kind of go and just stay long-term, like for a month or something. And so that puts people choosing to stay in an unhealthy or unsafe space because there just isn't, they'd rather do that than be homeless. And there's also some people that choose to live in their cars because they can't live at home anymore.
Another group that's affected by the shortage is local employers. Some are having a hard time attracting essential workers. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht says the borough has been trying for 6 months to fill its fire EMS director position, and several finalists have backed out, citing housing as a reason.
We have a workforce problem, but we have a housing problem too, and solving both of those go hand in hand. I mean, we can bring more workers to town, but if they can't find a place to live, then they can't move here. So it's going to be very difficult to fix the lack of workforce without fixing the housing side of it.
The borough is looking into creating additional lots that people could build houses on. However, Giesbrecht says it's very expensive to extend roads and utilities to new areas.
Generally, what we see is by the time the infrastructure is put in place, the value of the lots is so high that people can't afford them. So, you know, and then that'll be the assembly's decision on, you know, do you subsidize the prices of the lots so that they get them down to a little bit lower so people can afford to buy and build.
The borough is also interested in creative solutions. It hopes to lease units from the U.S. Coast Guard and make them available for Petersburg first responders. And one assembly member plans to introduce a proposal for tiny homes. In Petersburg, I'm Catherine Monahan.